Gun control doesn't save lives. More and more empirical evidence is piling up to show that gun control doesn't save lives. You don't expect Democrats to be talking about how gun control doesn't save lives, but it just happened. The Harvard Journal of Law and Public Policy released a study claiming that the more guns a nation has, the less criminal activity. Yes, one of the liberal strongholds of America actually bit the bullet, pun intended. Remarkably, they told the truth on this one: gun control doesn't save lives. The study, which has not been widely circulated, was conducted and written by Don B. Cates and Dr. Gary Mauser. However, it originally came out in 2007. The report came out in defiance of the common liberal mantra that more guns equals more deaths. But where did this mantra come from? That is actually a pretty piece of Soviet propaganda. It was aimed at hiding the alarming murder rate in the now defunct Soviet Union. In fact, the rate was 3 times higher than the United States at the time. And that was at a time when it was illegal for citizens to own firearms. How can that be? The conclusion of the investigators was that when guns are unavailable, perpetrators use other weapons. This is something that conservatives widely accept but that the liberal left still rejects. Nevertheless, there is plenty of evidence to back this up even within our own country. FBI statistics on murder show that knives kill over 4 times as many people as rifles, all kinds of rifles. Even so, the media constantly demonizes the AR-15 sporting rifle as a weapon of mass murder. Entrenched thoughts about gun control. This report and the way that it has been treated by those on the political left demonstrates just how entrenched Democrats are in their ideology. They blatantly ignore facts that come out of their own think tanks so that they can maintain the party line. It's all more proof that Democrats are more interested in gun control for the sake of control than to save lives. If they wanted to save lives, they'd insist that more private citizens be armed. This was the logical conclusion that the researchers drew in the study. The data backed their assertion up, revealing that the Ukraine, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, all of which have disarmed populations, have high murder rates. On the other end of the spectrum, Norway, Finland, Germany, France, and Denmark, all of which have high gun ownership rates, have correspondingly low murder rates. Even England, which is often held up as a shining example by the gun control crowd, isn't exactly the murder-free capital of the world. In 2018, London had more murders in the months of February and March than New York City did. The difference is that in London the criminals use knives instead of guns. The United States is not the only country with a high gun ownership rate, of course. Notwithstanding, we have more firearms in the hands of private citizens than any other country. We also have a much higher population than other countries with armed populations, though. So, while we might have more total murders, our murder rate per capita aligns with other armed countries. Some parallel evidence from the DOJ on how gun control doesn't save lives. More and more empirical evidence is piling up to show that gun control measures don't reduce violence or murder. This evidence is exposing the true colors of many of the left's favorite common sense hobby horses. In addition to the above-mentioned study, the DOJ just released a lengthy study indicating that over 90% of the guns that criminals use they obtain illegally. This should mean that it's finally time to say goodbye to the idea of universal background checks, as that won't solve a thing. If criminals are buying their guns on the black market anyway, no sort of background check is going to stop them. There's also a very humorous side to the study I'm referring to here. It was prepared in response to demands by Senator Elizabeth Warren, Senator Brian Schultz, and Representative Elijah Cummings. Oops, folks, it looks like you just managed to shoot yourself in your collective foot. You may also enjoy reading an additional off-the-grid news article. Right-wing extremism biggest problem, says Dem security chairman. What are your thoughts on the recent reports illustrating that gun control doesn't work? Let us know in the comments below.